Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 3, Episode 13. Buongiorno a tutti, benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti, e io sono Francesca.
Come stai, Francesca?
Benissimo, Mark, grazie. E tu come stai?
Io sto benissimo perché ho passato una settimana di vacanze tranquillissime.
Sì, possiamo dire ai nostri ascoltatori perché?
Forse, se vuoi.
Sì, è stato un fine settimana molto speciale per Mark, perché Mark ha compiuto
50 anni.
Possiamo dirlo? Sì, tanti auguri, Mark.
Grazie mille. Yeah, I had a lovely time, a very calm time, taking some time to enjoy myself and see friends and family, which was all really good. But back to work now and ready to go on with some Coffee Break Italian.
Sì, 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 continuiamo.
Allora, di che cosa parliamo oggi, Francesca?
Oggi introduciamo un nuovo argomento molto utile ed interessante. Si tratta del sì impersonale.
Sì impersonale. We have seen many examples of the sì impersonale over the months and years of doing Coffee Break Italian.
Sì.
And after today, I think everything will make much more sense because we'll know exactly when to use it, how to use it, and any tricky things that come up as a result of looking at this.
Sì, esatto, Mark. Ma come sempre...
Bando alle ciance!
Sì, diamo inizio alle danze!
Okay, Francesca, can we begin by explaining what this sì impersonale is?
Certo, Mark. The sì impersonale, or the impersonal sì, refers to this little word, sì, that in Italian we use when we want to avoid reference to a specific subject of the sentence, a person or a group of people. And we want to leave things a little bit vague, a little bit generic.
Exactly. I think in English, the tricky thing is that we don't really have a specific word for this. We could say one does something or one wants to do something, but that sounds a little bit strange sometimes or a little bit formal. In other languages, we have an impersonal third person when we could say, for example, un in French or man in German. But in Italian, we use this si, and we're using that third person singular form of the verb.
Yes, that's very important, Mark. Whenever we are using the si with an impersonal function, the verb has to be always singular, even if in our mind we are imagining a group of people, for example.
Okay, now, perhaps some examples will help, as ever.
Sì, some simple examples. Qui si studia.
Okay, so here one studies. Here you do your studying, okay? You study here. Qui si studia.
In Italia si mangia bene.
In Italy, one eats well. Or again, probably in English, we'd be more likely to say you eat well in Italy. Not necessarily referring to you, a specific person, but just one eats well, you eat well in Italy.
Yes, the idea is that we're not referring to a specific person who is eating well in Italy, but in general, people eat well in Italy. Mm-hmm. Or imagine for like instructions as well, we could use the sì impersonale. Da domani a Roma non si circola in auto.
Okay, so da domani, from tomorrow, a Roma, non si circola in auto. You can't drive around by car. You can't use your car in Rome from tomorrow onwards.
Okay, esatto. And we're not specifying who is you know, the people who drive, drivers, Romans. So anyone who is driving in Rome without a specific reference.
Okay, va bene. Now, there are some important things that we need to mention here.
We can say that the general structure is really easy to grasp, but there are certain aspects of the si impersonale which require a little bit of thinking at first, because they could look a little bit strange, maybe.
I think I know what you're referring to here. Are you talking about adjectives?
Sì, bravissimo, Mark. So this is a little bit strange, because whenever we're using an adjective together with the si impersonale, which, as we said, is always with a singular verb in the third person, the adjective has to be plural and masculine.
Ah, è troppo difficile.
No, basta abituarsi un pochino.
Let's again have an example of this. I think that will help.
Sì, va bene. Allora, in estate si diventa abbronzati.
Okay, so in estate, in summer, si diventa, one becomes, from diventare, to become,
sì,
abbronzati, so suntanned. But we've got a plural adjective there, abbronzati, because we're talking about one in general. You become, people become abbronzati. And I think if we use people, it helps us to think about that plural adjective.
Sì, that's a good idea, Mark. That's something that our listeners can think of when forming the si impersonale.
As long as they don't translate that into la gente, because that would be a singular adjective.
Aiuto!
So, yeah, so we've got this si, and we need this plural adjective, the masculine plural form of the adjective. Let's have another example, Francesca.
Okay, a Natale si è tutti più allegri.
Ah, no, that is trickier, that one. A Natale, at Christmas time, si è tutti più allegri. So si è, one is, or you are, or people are, tutti, all, and it's plural because we've used this plural adjective, all, più allegri, more happy. And when I get, once again, the allegri, is a plural adjective. So, a Natale si è tutti più allegri. At Christmas time, everyone is happier.
Perfetto, Mark. There is another important thing that we have to mention when it comes to si impersonale, and it's the use of compound tenses.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is something that at first could be a little confusing, because we are using the verb essere to be, to form all possible compound tenses with the si impersonale. So we are never using avere.
Wow, this is new to me, Francesca. I have never heard this rule before in my learning of Italian. So this must be pretty advanced stuff, I would say.
A little, yes.
Again, I think some examples will help here.
Okay, let's start with the verb mangiare. We know that when we form, for example, the passato prossimo of mangiare, we would say ho mangiato, hai mangiato, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But with the si impersonale, we must use essere together with mangiato. So, for example, ieri sera si è mangiato troppo.
Okay, so ieri sera, last night, yesterday evening, si è mangiato troppo. So, abbiamo mangiato troppo. We ate too much. But if we just want to say people ate too much, make it impersonal, then it becomes si è mangiato troppo, using essere instead of avere. Wow. Okay. I should have seen this.
Sì.
Now that I see this, I realize that I've seen it, but
I'm
I don't
sure
think
you
I could have explained it, to be honest.
Well, now you could.
Indeed. Okay, let's look at another example.
Yes, let's take the verb andare, to go, which we know takes the verb essere to form the past tense, because we say io sono andata, tu sei andato, and so on. So we are still using essere to form the si impersonale with andare. However, because andare takes essere normally to form the past tense, and therefore it uses the agreement. We would say sono andata, sei andato, siamo andati. We still need that agreement, and we're using the masculine plural agreement with the si in personale.
Mamma mia. Okay, so can I double check that I've understood this?
Okay.
So in the first example there, ieri sera si è mangiato troppo. So mangiato just stayed as mangiato, because normally mangiare would be an avere verb.
Esatto.
But with andare, which is normally an essere verb, then we need to make an agreement. And will that agreement be a masculine plural agreement?
Yes, the same as the adjectives we mentioned before.
Right, can you give us an example then?
Sì, l'estate scorsa non si è andati al mare.
Right, so last summer, non si è andati al mare. People didn't go to the sea.
Sì, or we didn't go to the sea, but we're not specifying exactly who the we is.
Okay, that makes sense. Right, anything else there?
No, I just wanted to say that probably it looks a little bit strange because we have the verb essere in the singular form, è, followed by a past participle in the plural form. But this is really just a matter of getting used little by little to this new structure.
Okay, I do have one question, Francesca.
Sì.
Yes, it is about sì. what happens with reflexive verbs? Because surely the sì feels a little bit like a reflexive pronoun.
This is a good question, Mark. Good thinking. And it's actually very interesting. Obviously, when we have a reflexive verb, and we are using it in the third person singular to form the si impersonale, we already have that si of the reflexive, himself or herself, and then we have to add the si impersonale. So technically, we are ending up with two si.
Yeah.
Si. And that doesn't sound right in Italian. It's not easy to pronounce, and it's obviously a little bit repetitive. So what we are doing, just for phonetic reasons, is to replace the first C with a chi.
Right. So we've seen something like this before, when we replace certain words with chi. And this chi then is just replacing that C. So it's really a C. When we see this chi in this construction, it really is a si, but it's just becoming a chi to make it sound a little better. Again, some examples I think will help.
Okay, allora, da Marisa ci si diverte sempre.
Right, okay. So you're thinking there. I mean, I see that chi and I'm immediately thinking, is this meaning there? But no, it's not. It's really si, because it is si as in one.
Esatto.
And then we've got the second si, which is from divertirsi, the reflexive pronoun. So ci si diverte, one enjoys oneself all the time, da Marisa, at Marisa's house.
Perfetto, bravissimo Mark, that's the idea. And if our listeners want to try and say that themselves aloud, they will understand why we have to change that. Because if we were to say da Marisa si diverte sempre, it doesn't sound right, while da Marisa ci si diverte sempre. It's much easier to pronounce.
There's more flow, isn't there?
Sì.
Okay, give us one more example of this.
Okay, ci si innamora ad ogni età.
Molto italiano come esempio.
Sì, è vero.
Ci si innamora ad ogni età. Right, so innamorarsi, to fall in love. And then we're going to say one falls in love. So that would be si, normally, if we're talking about one or people fall in love. But of course, we've got to replace that with ci, because it's followed by a reflexive pronoun. Ci si innamora ad ogni età, at any age, at every age.
Sì, perfetto, Mark, bravissimo.
Okay, so what's going to happen after our break is we're going to be listening to a conversation, and of course there are going to be lots of si impersonali in this conversation, so you can look forward to that in just a moment.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break Italian Season 3, we are also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your Italian.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode in which we'll go through every detail of the dialogues, and a third episode for each lesson in which Francesca will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the lesson topic. Of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakitalian.com and follow the links for Season 3 there.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, today we are talking about the si impersonale, and we're going to hear lots of examples of that in our conversation, which is just about to come up. Francesca, can you give us a little bit of an outline of what we can expect to hear?
Certo, Mark. Today we are in a library, in a biblioteca, where we see three friends, Alberto, Cinzia and Elena. Alberto and Cinzia are studying very hard. They're working on their dissertation. And Elena is a bit worried because she thinks they are working too much and they're not planning well their time. So she decides to give them some advice and help.
Sounds very interesting. Shall we have a listen?
Sì, ascoltiamo.
Ascoltiamo.
Salve, ragazzi.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ma che entusiasmo!
Qui si lavora.
E soprattutto si sta in silenzio per non disturbare gli altri.
Mamma mia, che serietà! Sono passata per farvi un salutino e darvi una mano con la tesi.
Elena, parla piano.
Ah, ma oggi non si scherza proprio!
Senti, quando si è in biblioteca non si deve parlare, punto e basta. Mi sembra abbastanza chiaro.
Sì, sì, lo so, non sono mica stupida. Comunque, secondo me, avete bisogno di una pausa. Andiamo a prendere un caffè?
Non so, ho ancora un sacco di articoli da leggere.
Io però, in effetti, sono un po' stanca.
Beh, anch'io. Anzi, sono distrutto.
Ragazzi, ma quando si è stanchi ci si deve fermare. Non ha senso fare quello che state facendo. Ascoltatemi, ora spegnete i computer e si va fuori a fare due passi e a prendere una bella boccata d'aria. Vi sentirete come nuovi.
Non so. Cinzia, che dici? Che si fa?
Dai, andiamo. Elena ha ragione. Questo caffè ci voleva proprio.
Ne avevamo davvero bisogno. Eravamo distrutti.
Si è visto subito, appena sono entrata. Ma voi non potete stare in biblioteca 15 ore al giorno. Roba da matti.
Si fa presto a dare giudizi di questo tipo quando ci si è già laureati e non ci si deve preoccupare per il futuro.
Dai, Alberto. Guarda che Elena sta solo cercando di aiutarci. E non credere che la sua vita sia tutta rose e fiori. Insegna inglese 7 ore al giorno e si deve prendere cura di tutti i suoi alunni.
A proposito di inglese, sapete cosa si dice in inglese in queste situazioni?
Sentiamo la teacher, dai.
Si dice less is more.
E cioè?
Vuol dire che non si deve esagerare, che si ottiene molto quando si fa meno. Questo non vuol dire che non si debba studiare o lavorare. Semplicemente significa che si può essere più produttivi quando ci si concentra su una piccola cosa e soprattutto quando ci si riposa facendo pause ad intervalli regolari.
Elena ha ragione. Mi sembra un modo molto moderno di pensare. In passato si lavorava e studiava per ore e ore di fila, mentre oggi si tende a pianificare il lavoro e lo studio in porzioni limitate di tempo.
È proprio così. Ma tu e Alberto mi sembrate ancora un po' antichi in questo senso.
Eh sì.
Sapete cosa vi dico? Adesso ci si iscrive al corso di time management organizzato dalla mia scuola. Vi va? Ci andiamo insieme?
Bella idea. Ci sto. Alberto, che ne pensi?
Sì, dai. Dopotutto ci si deve sempre migliorare, no?
Wow, there were indeed lots of C's and CC's in there as well.
Sì, è vero.
Okay, we're going to go through this now, just in a little bit of detail, looking at what happened. And then, of course, we'll go through the full dialogue in detail in our bonus episode. Francesca, what happened at the beginning of this?
Yes, as we have just said, we see Elena and she goes to the library just to say a quick hello to her two friends, Alberto and Silvia, who are really busy writing their dissertations.
And when she arrives, well, she's not really remembering that she's in a library.
No, because she's so loud and her friends, they tell her off.
Okay, so what does she suggest that they do?
Well, she suggests a very Italian thing, just to go for a coffee, which is always a good idea, solution for all the problems. And Elena also tells her friends that she thinks they are working too much and they need some time outside, get some fresh air and simply, you know, stay away from the computers.
And I think they're both pretty tired, so they end up agreeing, and I think afterwards they feel glad they made that decision.
And Elena continues kind of telling her friends off, and Alberto is a little bit annoyed. He says that obviously it's easy for her because she already has a job, she graduated before, and she doesn't need to worry about her future.
I think, though, Cinzia kind of sticks up for Elena in the sense that she points out that her life isn't easy. She teaches English 7 hours a day and she's got all her students to think of as well.
See, and because she's a teacher of English, at some point she mentions a saying in English, less is more, and she explains what this is all about.
Yeah, with a very detailed explanation and lots of si impersonali in there. Cinzia agrees with this philosophy, with the philosophy behind the whole idea of less is more, and sees it as a kind of modern way of thinking, planning work and study carefully in small chunks of time instead of like endless hours of study, which is perhaps what they're more used to.
Sì, è un po' la filosofia di coffee break anche, vero?
Esatto.
Alla fine, at the very end, Elena suggests that they all sign up for a time management course organized by the school where she works, and they all seem pretty happy with this suggestion. They see it as an opportunity for improvement.
Esatto. Okay, so there you have it. As I said, we will be going through this in greater detail in every sentence, every C in there in our bonus episode. But that is coming up a little later on. For now, I think there's just one thing left to do, Francesca.
Sì, bravo Mark, non hai dimenticato la cosina di oggi.
Allora, qual è la cosina di oggi?
La cosina di oggi è un'espressione molto simpatica che mi fa pensare a questi due amici che studiano continuamente in biblioteca senza mai fare una pausa per ottenere dei risultati. E in italiano useremmo l'espressione sudare sette camicie.
Right, so literally to sweat seven shirts. So what does that mean?
It means to work really hard, to struggle, to put all your energy in order to achieve something.
Right. So when you, I suppose when you sweat your guts out to do something, that's not very, not very pleasant, but it's that kind of idea. You really put every bit of effort into doing something. Would it be used in the kind of context where perhaps someone is working really hard and other people aren't pulling their weight? Is it that kind of idea?
It could, but not necessarily. It could just be one person working really hard. The idea is that you work so hard that you sweat a lot, so you have to change your shirt, but you keep working hard, so you have to keep changing your shirt.
7 times, no less.
7 times.
Benissimo. Okay, that's where we're going to leave our episode of Coffee Break Italian. Of course, you can find out all you need to know about Coffee Break Italian at coffeebreakitalian.com, where you can find out more about the course and also sign up for our monthly adventures newsletter, Avventure con Coffee Break Italian. And there you'll receive reading texts and cultural tips and all sorts of things. And again, just head over to coffeebreakitalian.com to find out everything you need to know. È tutto per oggi. Grazie mille.
Sì, anche oggi, Mark, ci siamo divertiti.
Oh, let me try this one. Could I say, ci si è divertiti?
Ah, bravissimo, Mark. Non ci avevo pensato. Sì, ci si è divertiti anche oggi.
Allora, grazie mille e alla prossima.
Alla prossima. Ciao, ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.